From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The sound of celebration in the midst of the devastation in Port-au-Prince today as emergency crews rescued a man from the rubble of a shop in the city. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
He was trapped in the rubble of a fruit and vegetable shop and hotel for 11 days. But when the man was pulled out, officials said he was in good condition. Workers had dug a tunnel to give him water, and after 4 hours of excavation, they brought him out alive. He's being treated by French medics with IV fluids. Normally, people can only survive for a few days without food and water. Earlier, the United Nations announced in a statement that the rescue phase of the operation had ended. Still, Haitian government officials insisted they hadn't given up on finding people alive. As the days pass, rescues are becoming increasingly rare. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
A special program to raise money for Haitian earthquake relief is starting at this hour on the Spanish-language network Univision. NPR's Lakshmi Singh reports the event features more than a dozen pop stars.
Latin pop stars are the latest celebrities to stand in solidarity with earthquake survivors in Haiti. Crossover artists such as Shakira, Ricky Martin, as well as merengue and salsa icons Olga Tañón and Willy Chirino are lending their voices to a chorus of appeals for donations to Haiti. The telethon is airing on a special edition of Univision's variety show Sábado Gigante. It's being broadcast in 10 Latin American countries and several major cities across the U.S. Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Baghdad, where he's promising Iraqi leaders the United States will appeal a federal court ruling dismissing manslaughter charges against five Blackwater Worldwide guards. The charges stem from an incident in 2007 when the guards opened fire on a square, killing 17 Iraqis. The BBC's Jim Muir has more from Baghdad.
After talks with President Talabani, Mr. Biden said the Obama administration regretted the decision by a federal judge at the end of December to throw out the case against Blackwater. But a dismissal, he said, was not an acquittal, and the U.S. government would appeal against the ruling. The judge had decided that the prosecution had blundered by using testimony from the accused, which had been given under assurances of immunity. The dismissal caused fury in Iraq, where the government is organizing families of the victims to sue Blackwater.
The BBC's Jim Muir. President Obama is endorsing a proposal to name a bipartisan commission to come up with ways to reduce the federal budget deficit. The panel would study the issue for much of the year and report a deficit reduction blueprint after the November elections that would be voted on before the new Congress convenes next year. Mr. Obama had previously proposed having a presidentially appointed panel do the work. This is NPR News from Washington. Embattled Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is picking up some crucial support today in his effort to be confirmed for a second term in that post. The Senate's second-ranking Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois and former presidential nominee Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts say they will back Bernanke among Democratic lawmakers. And Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd, who's a Democrat, and former Budget Committee Chairman Judd Gregg, who's a Republican, issued a joint statement today saying Bernanke is the right person to guide the economy through the recovery since the worst recession since the 1930s. Dodd and Gregg are predicting Bernanke will be confirmed. A court in Argentina has stepped into the bitter dispute there between that country's president and the head of its central bank. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
2 weeks ago, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner demanded that central bank head Martin Redrado hand over $6.6 billion in reserves to the government. Kirchner wants to use them to pay down the federal government's enormous foreign debt, but Redrado refused, saying it was irresponsible. Kirchner fired Redrado, but he was back in the job the next day after a court said the president's decrees were invalid. The result has been a nasty institutional crisis. Late yesterday, a high court again took the side of the central banker. Kirchner has demanded Congress must take up the matter, but she also said she might ignore their recommendation if she doesn't like it. Without the funds, there is a real possibility that Argentina could default on its sovereign debt for the second time in 5 years. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Parts of Arizona and New Mexico are getting another blanket of snow today, thanks to the same storm system that brought flooding and mudslides to California. Up to 6 inches of new snow expected in northern Arizona on top of the more than 4 feet that fell earlier in the week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.